Hello, this is John Fugler. Before we get into this episode, I want to invite you to my recruiting masterclass, 5 Steps to Your Athletic Scholarship Dream. It's a free video and it's available on my resources page at recruitme.com. That's recruit-me.com. Also include a show notes link and you can find it there. Or if you just want to search me on YouTube, you can get it there as well. It's a free recruiting masterclass, 5 Steps to Your Athletic Scholarship Dream. I think you'll find it insightful and helpful in your scholarship pursuit. Now, let's get into this week's episode. My 3 biggest recruiting mistakes and how you can avoid them. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 136. Oh, I'm going to have fun with this episode. I'm John Fugler, your athletic scholarship coach, and yeah, I'm going to pull back the curtain a little bit, and we're going to have a good time, and I'm going to be really honest with you. So glad to have you along to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. I'm a podcaster, author, and speaker. In fact, the sponsor of the show is the Athletic Scholarship Playbook. It's a book I wrote, which is a complete college recruiting roadmap for high school athletes and parents. It's available on Amazon. I'm going to ask you for a favor in just a minute here. This podcast is 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. I dig in. I give you takeaways you can use immediately. It's very applicable. You can find every episode on my website or on your favorite podcast app. If you can't find it on your app, let me know and I'll make sure it gets there, okay? Here's what I wanted to ask your help on. I mentioned the Athletic Scholarship Playbook. If you've read that, will you do me a favor? Would you leave a review on Amazon for me? Please, just take 5 minutes and let me know. I mean, if you think it's great, hey, give me 5 stars and let me know why. Let everybody know why. If you think it's not so good, I want to hear that too. I want to make it better. I'm getting ready to come out with a second edition, an updated edition, which will have some new material in there. I want to make sure the stuff that's in there is the best as well. So please, leave me a review if you've read the book. If you haven't read it yet, then go get it on Amazon. I've got something free for you here. It's the Recruiting Power Pack, and you can have that at recruitme.com. Just go get it. You'll find 3 things in there that will help you out big time in your scholarship pursuit. Make sure you also check out Recruitme 3.0 at recruitme.com/system. It's the new Recruitme Athletic Scholarship System. I start every show with a tip of the week, a playbook tip of the week from the Athletic Scholarship Playbook. Take a glimpse in here. So this one ties into what we talked about last time, your introductory email or letter. And some of the elements that you need. Last time we talked about telling the truth. This time, really key, really important. Parents, This might be for you more than your son or daughter, but this is really for them. I'm speaking to the athlete, and this tip is make it your email. This email or letter must come from the athlete because that's who the coaches will want to build a relationship with. I encourage parents to help craft the letter, but make sure it's from the athlete. That's your Athletic Scholarship Playbook tip of the week from page 42. Okay, pulling back the curtain a little bit. Just want you to know, I didn't do this perfectly. I have a long history of pursuing athletic scholarships. It started with myself many years ago when it wasn't as sophisticated as this. But the principles, I got to tell you, are still the same. I didn't do it right back then. I made a lot of mistakes. I'm going to share 3 of them. And I think you might be able to relate to them. I want to keep you from making those mistakes, how you can avoid them and and learn from them. And then when it came to our sons, our twin sons, who received athletic scholarships, they were able to get it, each of them, because we did it better. We did it smarter. And we worked hard, too. But let me share with you my 3 biggest recruiting mistakes and how you can avoid them. I was a baseball player. Growing up, I loved baseball, left-handed pitcher. Didn't realize how important that was. I knew lefty was good, but man, a lefty, you got a lot of things going in your favor if you're a left-handed pitcher. So my best pitch was my fastball, and I did really well in high school, extremely well. And I thought I'm going to college and I'm going to play at a Division I school, and that's just it. I mean, that's what's going to happen. I just knew it was going to happen. That was just, I loved baseball so much. I wanted to pursue as far as I could. And of course, I thought I was also going to play pro ball, which I didn't. So here are three things that mistakes I made as I went about this. The first one is I was too narrow. I was too narrow. Not too thin, just too narrow. Too narrow in my approach. And this involved a couple of things. One, I didn't pursue enough schools. To tell you the truth, I made contact with three schools, and here's what it amounted to. One school, it was Ithaca College. I was from upstate New York. Went down there on a cold winter day with my high school baseball coach. He brought me down there, and I had a chance to throw in the gym for the head coach there. At the time, Ithaca was a great baseball program. I haven't followed them much these days. But they were a great baseball program, and I went down there and threw for a few minutes. It didn't materialize, but I did that in those days. You could do that. That was not a violation of any rules. So that was one school. Another school was West Virginia. Coach somehow found out about me, wrote to me, and I wrote back to the coach, and the conversation never went any further than that. My dad didn't want me to go there. It was a long way from home, and he thought that I could probably do better. I didn't go there, and that was number two. My third effort was the University of Minnesota. Now, that's a lot further away and a much tougher program. I went, I visited, met with the assistant coach there, flew from Rochester to Minneapolis, spent 2 or 3 days there, met with the coach. And what I did was I brought my newspaper articles and I gave them to him. And I'm still mad at him for not giving them back to me. I never got them back. That was how I did it, though. It's like, okay, here I am. Here's some newspaper articles. Gave my whole collection. And they were gone. I ended up going to the University of Minnesota. Didn't get a scholarship. But that was my effort and the three schools that I had on my list. I was kind of interested in West Virginia. I was indeed interested in Ithaca. And sure, I was interested in Minnesota. I went there. But it was so narrow that I never did get a scholarship offer. My net was just not cast wide enough. And that's one of the biggest mistakes. My mistake was one of the biggest mistakes that you might be making right now, is that you're too narrow. Three opportunities, and I was fortunate that I got picked up and was able to play Big Ten baseball. However, I didn't get a scholarship. And if I had cast my net wider, I believe I would have gotten a scholarship somewhere that would have been a good fit for me. I didn't really know much about the school. I tell people I followed the baseball wherever it went. I transferred to Indiana after a year because I followed the baseball and wanted to play there. Thought that at that time the opportunity would be better. So that's number one mistake. I was too narrow. You got to make sure you're not too narrow. Your field must include 40 to 50 schools on your list. You got to think big. The bigger, the better. I had one parent who wrote to 75 schools with his son. The son, of course, wrote the letter, as I just gave you that tip. But they did it together. And he ended up playing at his school of choice. But you've got to start and cast that net wide so you don't run out of choices by the end. Okay, mistake number two. This was a fourth school I'm going to tell you about. This is mistake number two. I turned down a great offer for the wrong reasons. There is a local university that is a fabulous academic institution and had a decent baseball program and a great coach. At that time, coaches were able to talk to the high school players, and he was able to spend time with me. In fact, he tutored me in baseball. He was my instructor, helped me with pitching, came out to a couple of my games, and he really wanted me to go there. I don't remember what the exact terms were, but he offered me a scholarship to compete there. And I didn't want to go there because I didn't want to go local. I wanted to get away. I wanted to fly the coop, which I did. Wanted to cross state lines. And I crossed about three of them to get to Minnesota or more. As I look back on it, I turned down a great offer for the wrong reasons. And yes, it all turned out fine for me. It really did. I met my wife where I ended up at Indiana after Minnesota. And I had a great time playing ball, learned a lot through the process. Never did get a scholarship, but competed all 4 years at the D1 level. But I look back and I say, yeah, I would have fit there for a number of reasons. And I probably turned down this great offer for the wrong reasons. And my urging to you is keep your mind open. The right fit might be right in front of you. The right fit may require little effort or no effort at all because it is so perfect. And that coach really wants to have you on his or her team. Take a look at the reasons why you're saying no to certain programs. Athlete, I know that's a tough choice because you've got a lot of emotions and you're tied in with certain schools and programs that you really want to compete at. But don't miss the opportunities that might be right in front of you. If you turn down an offer or if you close the door to particular institutions and programs, make sure the reason is right. So that's the second thing. Third mistake I made was that I had no real measurement of my talent level. I had no real measurement of my talent level. I mentioned I had my newspaper articles. And yeah, I read them and I thought I was great. And I was good. I was talented. And all my high school friends were telling me that too. I had a great fastball. However, when I got to Minnesota, I realized that there were a lot of great athletes. In fact, athletes that were much better than I was. And I would say that I was overmatched at Minnesota. I would have been a better fit somewhere else. I was a much better fit at Indiana. However, when I went into this, I really didn't know realistically how good I was or how poor I was. I mean, was I an 8 on a 10 scale or was I a 6? What was the best fit for me? Would I have been a great, great player at Division II? Would I have gotten a better education? I don't know. But on the athletic side, I had no real measurement of my talent level. I had some hints, but not a real measurement. And what I would encourage you to do, parents and athletes, is when you talk with coaches and when coaches see you compete, and maybe they are not seeking to sign you, maybe they won't pursue you any further, but man, you got to find out what they think about you. Where do you stand? The coach is an expert at assessing ability, talent. What is the assessment he or she has for you? If you find 2, 3, 4 coaches to give that to you, you know what your niche is going to be. You get a better idea of where you're going to fit athletically, at what level, what type of program. It may hurt sometimes to hear what a coach has to say, but don't you want to know the truth? Think long term. You want to be at the place that is the best fit. And not having a real measurement of your talent level, you're living in a dream world if you're thinking you're better than you are, and you're missing out if you don't think you are as good as you really are. So what is your talent level? What are your strengths that are going to get you into a program? What are your weaknesses that you have to work on? Have some honest conversations with coaches. And tell them that. Tell them, coach, I really want to know because I want to be at the best. I want to compete in the best program. I want to spend my next 4 years in the right place. So help me out here. Give me a clue. So those are the three things. I hope that you will avoid these. You can learn from my lessons. I was too narrow. I turned down a great offer for the wrong reasons, and I had no real measurement of my talent level. I'm looking forward in a couple weeks, I believe, to talking with a dad who has two sons. One is competing at the D1 level right now. His second son is in high school, and he's in the recruiting process with him, the scholarship search. He learned a lot from his first son's experience, and now he's a veteran going after this the second time. But we're going to learn from another parent. I hope you like that. I'm going to ask him some good questions, and we're going to hear their story as a family. Well, that's it for this week. Look forward to talking to you next week. Until then, God bless you. Have a great week ahead.